Test. 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 Testing. Test.
Check this out.
Ranger.
Autonomous Action Radio. A multimedia radio show. A website. An idea. A suggestion. An action plan. Because it's up to us now.
This communique will most likely be marked and destroyed shortly after it is discovered. Listen on at your own risk. The urban industrialized society that you live within is systematically destroying the environment. The Mechanopolis is destroying the planet. You have been psychologically programmed to believe that this is not happening. Pockets of resistance have been weeded out and crushed.
We're encouraging everyone to cooperate, stay off the streets. It's anticipated that the curfew will be put into effect tomorrow night. I think that the law enforcement people, fire personnel, the National Guard, Sheriff's Department, and all of the others who are joining in a coordinated effort are going to be able to keep this situation under control.
I don't know if you can, but can you get an order for ONS, that's O-N-S, Junior Market. The address is 1934 East Anaheim. All the windows are busted out, and it's like a free-for-all here, and the owner should be coming down here and see if he can secure his business.
Liquor store. I finally got all that alcohol I can't afford. With red lights flashing, time to retire. And then we turned that liquor store into a structure fire. Next stop we hit it was the music shop. It only took one to make that window drop. Finally we got our own PA. Where do you think I got this guitar that you're hearing today? Hey!
Call fire at Delbert.
So once again we filled the van until it was full. Since that day my living has been much more comfortable. Cause everybody in the hood has added up to here. It's getting hotter and hotter and harder each and every year. Some kids went in a school with their mother. I saw her when she came out, she was getting some peppers. They said it was for the black man, they said it was for the Mexican, and not for the white man. But if you look at the street, it wasn't about Rodney King. Not this fucked up situation and these fucked up beliefs. It's about coming up and staying on top and screaming 187 on a motherfucking cop. It's not a paper, it's on the wall. National Guard, smoke from all around.
Unit, be advised as in 10-11 to arrest now at 938 Temple, 938 Temple.
20 to 30 young people are throwing rocks. You can hear them impacting against cars and against trucks. I haven't seen any police officers coming here. All
let it burn, wanna let it burn, wanna let it burn.
Good afternoon and welcome to the 4ZZZ Anarchy Show, Autonomous Action Radio. It's 5 past 12. Thanks very much to the crew from Tweetback Radio for the last 3 hours and the discussion about employment or unemployment. And I guess from an anarchist perspective, not everyone needs to work or wants to work, and there's plenty of jobs that can be done that are of value to society which aren't paid. And so even if people are not employed in an official sense, they can be doing very good things as well. The first song you heard today was called April 26, 1992, and that was by Sublime. And that song, I found it just the other day, I came across it and I was like, oh, that's the song for the moment. That's the song for these times. And the song takes us back to 1992 and Los Angeles riots after the police officers involved in the brutal beating of Rodney King were acquitted, and the riots, also called the Rodney King riots or the South Central riots or the 1992 Los Angeles civil disturbance, and they were a series of riots, lootings, arsons, and civil disobedience that occurred in Los Angeles in 1992. And the chorus has been stuck in my head all weekend. 187 is the police code for murder. And the chorus goes, it's about coming up and staying on top and screaming 187 on a motherfucking cop. So there we go. Coming up on today's show, we're going to be talking about Greece and some stuff happening in Greece, including flying anarchists and hunger strikers. And I've got some Greek riot music to play as well. So stay tuned for that. I've also got a mix of riot songs which have been used by the CIA and in the American torture terrorist prisons, and they play these songs very loud repetitively to torture people, and I might play them now and you'll get the idea of why they're torture songs. It's coming up on today on the Anarchy Show 102.1 FM. Also, your friend and mine, Steve Towson, later talking about his new song, which is called Christmas Island.
Yeah. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, with him, 'cause I saw you dancing.
I began, no! Let the body hit the floor. 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 Let the body hit the floor.
Meow neighbors that cats love best. Tuna live.
Sunny day, sleeping up, clouds away. On my way to where the air. Come and play, that's where we be street. Have to get.
So if you can imagine being stuck in a jail and solitary confinement and probably lights on the whole time, and then you've got prison guards and then they're playing this music. I mean, some of this music gets torturous enough hearing it like once, or because you've heard it your whole life. So say that again.
Are you saying sister? Street music is horrible, Linda.
Well, perhaps it repetitively. Yes. Like, what the fuck is this?
It's torture.
That's for later. That's some Greek anarchist chanting for Nikos Romanos, who we're going to talk about soon, who's a Greek prisoner, and he has been on hunger strike. Now, though, I'm going to play this song, everyone's favourite song, Fuck the Police, by NWA Niggas with Attitude. It seems to go very well with that song I played from Sublime.
Fuck the police, coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad 'cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit 'cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe to toe in the middle of a cell. Nigga is selling narcotics. You rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to tape off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swole up bread and water. I don't know if they facts or what. Search a nigga down and grabbing his nuts. And on the other hand, without a gun, they can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one, 'cause they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop. Ice Cube will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just 'cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in LA. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
Testimony to the jury about this fucked up incident.
Fuck the police and Red said it with authority, because the niggas on the street is a majority of gang. That's what whoever I'm stepping, and I'm
motherfucking weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law. Wishing Rand was a nigga that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me, but they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. But that shit don't work, I just laugh, because it gives them a head not to step in my path. For police, I'm saying, fuck you, punk. Read my rights and shit, it's all junk. Running out of silly clubs, so you stand with a fake-ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up, and we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Hey, you think I'ma kick your ass, but drop your gat, the red's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime, but I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Smoke any motherfucker that sweats me, any asshole that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope, taking out a cop or two, they can't cope with me. The motherfucking villain that's mad, with potential to get bad as fuck, so I'ma turn it around, put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that, but it all depends on the size of the gap. Taking out the police will make my day, but a nigga like Rand don't give a fuck to say.
Tell the jury how you feel about this bullshit.
I'm tired of the motherfucking jacket. Sweating my gang while I'm chilling in the shack and shining the light in my face, and for what? Maybe it's because I kick so much, but I kick ass. Or maybe because I blast on a stupid ass nigga when I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK. Because the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence, because my identity by itself causes violence to ease with the criminal behavior. Yeah, I'm a gangster, but still I got flavor. Without a gun in the badge, what do you got? A sucker in a uniform waiting to get shot by me or another nigga. And with a gat, it don't matter if he's smaller or bigger. And as y'all know, E's here the rule. Whenever I'm rolling, keep looking in the mirror, and it's on cue, yo, so I can hear a dumb motherfucker with a gun. And if I'm rolling off the eight, he'll be the one that I take out and then get away. While I'm driving off laughing, this is what I'll say. Fuck the police.
Guilty of being a redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker.
Hey, that's a lie. That's a goddamn lie.
Get him out of here.
I want justice.
Get him the fuck out of my face.
I want justice.
Out right now.
Fuck you, you black motherfucker.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
Gang whistles and pistols at nightfall. Bang on them for the lives that remain lost. Click clack is the get back new attitude for blacks. Gotta bang for the way they treat us like animals. Police clap and beat us like animals. Police black with heaters to protect and to serve. Better know who your enemies are. Been too much talking, man. No talking, no more speeches. Candles, no marching, no more grieving. Parents, no sharking, no more calls for peace. Let's spark it and ride on these pigs till the wheels fall off. Collide for our rights till we rise above. Ain't no time for no talking, let's chalk them off. Back them off as the shoulder call till they recognize.
It's the night of a long night.
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 It's the night of a long night.
Night of a long night.
When we all come together, hope we don't collide. It's the night of a long night.
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 It's the night of a long night.
Night of a long night.
When we all come together, hope we don't collide.
One black man's killed every 28 hours by pigs in these fake vigilante cowards, claiming they scared only after they profile us. Beat us or worse, so we hit back first. Set it off with a Molotov homemade charge. Black when the scrap cough capped the sword. Can't trust, so we bust on officer. Now they call
calling all car suspects at large. So we blast first, then we ask questions last. Do like they do, mob and mash. Do like they do, ain't no pass. No stop, no trick, just slap that ass. Cause we say gun plays, only thing that works. Squeeze, retreat, in gorilla spurts. Do a drive-by, traffic squirt. From the rooftop, shoot, nigga, get it work. It's the night of the long night. It's the night of the long night. It's the night of the long night. When the people come together, better watch your six. It's the night of the long night. It's the night of the long night. It's the night of the long night. Ride before we all come together. Hope we don't collide. Incarceration, mass surveillance, mass, so we just can't take it. Can't take the blame in the cold abuse. Can't take the slave rule in a pen for you. Can't take this police state, I can't lie. So here's an open letter to the FBI, to the pigs in the CIA and prisons, to the force that enforce for the 1%. See, we see right through your bullshit. That's why we move and pull quick. No love for the people, now we had enough. Keep it incognito when we call you bluff. And let these motherfucking hot rocks hit your neck. Hold court in the street till you learn respect. That's a promise and a motherfucking soldier's threat. Gotta feel us to feel what we understand. We going
in. Night of a long night.
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 It's the night of a long night.
Night of a long night.
When we all come together, hope we don't collide. It's the night of a long night.
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 It's the night of a long night.
Night of a long night.
When we all come together, hope we don't collide. It's the night of a long night. It's the night of the long night.
Slugs and bricks.
It's the night of the long night.
Can't handle this. When the people come together, better watch your six.
It's the night of the long night.
Can't deny.
It's the night of the long night.
Ride unite.
It's the night of the long night.
We'll ride and ride.
When we all come together, hope we don't collide.
Because the only language America speaks is violence. The only language America understands is violence. So let's talk.
We want an immediate end.
You just heard a song by Paris, and that was called Night of the Long Knives, and that was written shortly after the jury came and the grand jury found that Darren Wilson was not responsible for Mike Brown's death. Underneath us right now, we're hearing a bit of Actuality from Greece. And this is a Riot Grandpa. You've heard of the Riot Grannies and the Radical Grannies. This is a Riot Grandpa who is trying to get home. There's been riots in Greece because Nikos Romanos, who is a prisoner, has been on hunger strike. Going to talk about that soon. It's also the 8th anniversary of the death of Alexis Grikinolapoulos. It's my Greek for you. He was shot by police in Exarchia. And the anniversary of his death was the 6th of December. Remember, the 6th of December is what Greek anarchists say. So we're just going to listen to this Riot Grandpa here and I'll tell you what he's saying.
Καταλάβατε ρε παιδιά, δεν μας επιτρέπουν να πάμε σπίτι μας διότι γίνονται επεισόδια παρακάτω. Λες και εγώ είμαι μαλάκας και δεν μπορώ να προστατεύσω τον εαυτό μου από τα επεισόδια.
So basically the scene is that he's in front of a line of riot police, surrounded by anarchists on the street, and he's trying to get home and they're telling him he can't go through, and so he starts singing this this Greek masturbation song which they have, which is about masturbation. And also he starts paying out the riot cops, saying that they look like Lego police and toys that he played with when he was younger. And so information about what's been happening. Nikos Romanos was just 15 when his best friend Alexis Grikinolapoulos was shot by police in Exarchia. And that radicalized him, and he's become a voice for anarchists, and he is serving a 15-year prison sentence for his role in an armed robbery in northern Greece. And the bank they robbed was one which had been bailed out probably when the global motherfucking crisis happened. And so they didn't just choose any old bank, they chose one bank which had robbed the public of money. And in November, he went on to a hunger strike because he was not allowed to go to classes for university. He got into the university classes when he was in jail. He was admitted into the university class, but then he was not allowed. And even though they have ways of keeping track of prisoners, and the head of the school said that he'd take him personally to class, he was not allowed, so he did a hunger strike, and it went for about 4 weeks. And then last week he finished that hunger strike because they permitted him to go to class. And so, as well as him hunger striking, he had a lot of solidarity from people all around the world. So a hunger strike is not just about the person who is not eating. It's also sort of done in conjunction with an awareness raising exercise, and there's people outside who are protesting on the streets, and so it becomes this big threat to the governments if that person dies. And you're saying you have a bit of history about Anna, about hunger strikes?
Oh, just the effectiveness of them and how, they can turn people into martyrs. And of course, that's always good for any movement to have a martyr and things like that. So I guess in the context of Nikos's hunger strike, 4 weeks is a long time. And it sounds like he's managed to rally a great deal of support. So, yeah, good on him. Solidarity.
And he's written something which is published in the Anarchist Library about hunger strike. And it's titled Hunger Strike Contradiction in a Fighting Position. And there's three acts, which he says, and that is continuous counter-information, Act 2, guerrilla action, and Act 3, in case of defeat. And it starts off with this sentence: a hunger strike is the ultimate means of struggle of a revolutionary individual. Historically, it has been used by a wide political spectrum of fighters held hostage for their subversive action, mainly against democratic regimes. So you can find that at the Anarchist Library. Just search for Nikos Romanos and you'll find that. We're going to go to a song now and then come back and talk about the Flying Greek Anarchists. The song we're going to hear is a Greek song, and the translation of it is, the name is Examination Team, and the song is called Mutiny. You're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. This is Autonomous Action Radio, the Anarchy Show with Linda and Anna. Thanks for tuning in.
Έτσι χαβαριαστούμε και κάτι αλλάξουμε. Θα βάλουμε βόμβα για να την άξουμε. Την βουλή και μέσα τους 300 θα κάψουμε. Θα βγούμε στους δρόμους και θα τα σπάσουμε. Μήπως έτσι χαβαριαστούμε και κάτι αλλάξουμε.
Θα βγούμε στους δρόμους, θα δείτε διαβόλους. Θα μάθετε πως δεν καμπαριάζουμε από νόμους. Όλοι με μολότοφ στα χέρια ή με μαφιαριά. Θα βγουνε όλα τα αλάνια από τα άλλη μεριά. Θα βγει όλη η μέρα και μπάτσι θα κάνουν πέρα. Το νου σας δεν κοπρός φυλά, μην γίνει νύχτα μέρα. Θα κάνουν μαντασία και θα σκάσει αλήθεια. Και η Ελλάδα θα γίνει Γαλλία με το Σιβία. Του τύπα να πολέμουν σαν ζουλού. Μάχη μακελίδι πολέμος από παντού. Θα σκάσουνε τσακαλιά από πέρις και από βάρκα. Και εσύ πρωθυπουργέ θα κοιτάς σαν το μαλάκα. Κάποιοι θα σκάσουνε με κουμπούγια. Άλλοι με καλάθνικοφ με ούζι τσεκούρια. Κάποιοι με γκάνια μαστούρια. Θα μπουν με φούρια χαμούρια. Θα γίνει γιούρια. Θα πει κρατήσει χάος τρε σαμπούρια.
Ποιο κράτος, ποια αξία, ποιοι μπάτσι και ποια ουσία. Κάψε τα όλα να ξεβρωμήσει κοινωνία. Αστυνομία, τρομοκρατία και ο λαός σε απεργία. Απορώ πως μπορώ να ζω με 800 ευρώ. Θέλω να δω νεκρό τον κάθε πολιτικό. Εκείνον που λέει πως μάχεται για το καλό μου. Αλλά με τα λεφτά μου χτίζει δικό το εξοχικό. Επίθεση σε αυτούς που κάθονται στα σαλόνια. Δεν είμαστε πιόνια, βγείτε στους δρόμους με καδρόνια. Με πέτρες και μολότοφ διεκδικούμε ακόμα. Να πάρουμε πίσω ό,τι μας κλέβαν τόσα χρόνια. Δακρυγόνα.
Το είμαστε αδύο σταγόνα, σταγόνα. Στην ατμόσφαιρα βρώμα ή πτώμα. Σαν ποια εικόνα εθνικός αναβρασμός, εξοργισμένος λαός. Μυρίζει επανάσταση, πλησιάζει ο καιρός.
Θα βάλουμε βόμβα για να την άξουμε. Την βουλή και μέσα τους 300 θα κάψουμε. Θα βγούμε στους δρόμους και θα τα σπάσουμε. Μήπως έτσι χαβαριαστούμε και κάτι αλλάξουμε. Θα βάλουμε βόμβα για να την άξουμε. Την βουλή και μέσα τους 300 θα κάψουμε. Θα βγούμε στους δρόμους και θα τα σπάσουμε. Μήπως έτσι χαβαριαστούμε και κάτι αλλάξουμε.
Έχω σαλτάρει τελείως, σου λέω. Έχω ξεφύγει γύρω μου. Αγανακτισμένοι μα στους δρόμους βγαίνουν λίγοι. Θέλει σπάσιμο και χάψιμο. κόσμο. Μας και χαμπαριαστούμε, θέλει πράξεις για να δούνε πως αυτά τα εννοούμε. Πως θα γίνει κυλαράδες, μόνο παναπάτσι και που στη δεσπαπάδες χαβατζώνουνε χιλιάδες κάθε μέρα. Κι άλλοι με οικογένειες πεινάνε μα προσπαθούνε μπρο για να τα βγάλουν πέρα. Όλοι μαζί τα φάγαμε μα αναφέρεσαι σε σένα και σ' άλλους 299 μιλά σωστά. Φτιάξε πύλες κι άλλα τόσα εξοχικά. Στις εκομπίνες διακίνησε όπλα και ναρκωτικά. Αν γαμηθείτε θα έρθει μέρα σε κάθε λέρα μια σφαίρα και την βουλή την άγμα στον αέρα. Γιατί δεν παίρνουν από λόγια. Καταστρέφουνε τα όνειρά μας της Ελλάδος στα λαμόγια.
Με κουκούλες, όπλα και μολότοφ. Πρώτον, έρχεται η επανάσταση των γεγονότων. Έρχεται αυτό που θα μείνει στην ιστορία. Ξεσήκωμα μαζί για να μας δώσουνε αξία. Προς όλων των ελεύθερων, δεύτερον, προς των υπουργών. Ζήτε προς το παρόν. Καθήκια καθηκιών, για αυτούς που τα απαγόρευσαν. Δεν έχω επώνυμο. Θα δείτε τι θα γίνει νόμιμο. Απόλυση των γλίτων, όλων των ψιλομύτων. Θα και θα παίρνουν λεφτά με αυτά. Απορρίπτονται τα λόγια και η εμφάνιση των τρίτων. Σούρτα, φέρτα, σουτ και δίρτων. Rap war, map back. Πάτα για να μπει ξανά το track. Το rap μας πιο εθιστικό από crack. Πουτανάς και παθαίνεις track. Απ' το rap attack, tic tac. Απ' το rap attack, tic tac.
Θα βάλουμε βόμβα. Θα να την άξουμε τη βουλή και μέσα τους 300 θα κάψουμε. Θα βγούμε στους δρόμους και θα τα σπάσουμε. Μήπως έτσι χαβαρκιαστούνε και κάτι αλλάξουμε. Θα βάλουμε βόμβα, θα να την άξουμε τη βουλή και μέσα τους 300 θα κάψουμε. Θα βγούμε στους δρόμους και θα τα σπάσουμε. Μήπως έτσι χαβαριαστούνε και κάτι αλλάξουμε.
Το πασπάς για την ελευθερία είναι δυνατότερο από όλα τα κενιά. Το πασπάς για την ελευθερία είναι δυνατότερο από όλα τα κενιά. Το πασπάς
That was Greek Anarchist. Basically, they're saying we go forth forcefully, now there is no turning back. And they're all on the streets in solidarity with Nikos Romanos, who was on hunger strike and also marking the anniversary of the death by police shooting of young anarchist Alexis. We talk now about the Flying Greek Anarchists, and so in these latest protests from Greek, we've seen people on the rooftops, anarchists on the rooftops, jumping from one rooftop to the next because in Greece the buildings are close together, and you can see actual videos of this at a website called KeepTalkingGreece.com. And so these anarchists are jumping from rooftop to rooftop, and they've got Molotov cocktails as well. And so some networks have been saying that there's 300 anarchists functioning as air defense and air-to-ground war attacks, airborne battalion, flying paratroopers, and anarchist commandos. And what they're doing is some form of parkour. And so some people are calling it parkour anarchists, some are calling it anarchor, some are saying anarchists violate Greek airspace. So I guess that's a joke, right? Anarchists violate Greek airspace. So there's also a picture of Superman with like an anarchist symbol on the front. So what a great technique. Everyone's on the ground, the police are on the ground, and you've got these buildings close together, so you just run around on top and jump from building to building, and you've got the power because you're on top and you can throw Molotov cocktails down. You can do parkour in Brisbane, and they've got a website, brisbaneparkour.com.au. Brisbane parkour, women from Brisbane parkour were at the Reclaim the Night March, which was on a little while ago. That's when I first saw that there was a Brisbane parkour, and there's classes as well. And it could be a thing for anarchists to do, is to learn parkour. I don't know about in Brisbane if there's many buildings, but it's sort of good to be fit and to be able to do things to get away from the police. I know, you know, in my dreams I run away from the police and, you know, scale buildings, build fences and all sorts of things. So no undies on the outside. But I have done Sistema, which is a martial arts, which is very combat based and also multi-person attacker based. So, and a lot of anarchists do Sistema. So also, another anarchist thing to do is to learn parkour. We're going to be talking to Steve Towson soon about his new song, which is called Christmas Island, and we might play that now.
I've traveled far to find a better land, to find a better home. I can just call my own. I could just call my own. I fled with my life on a minefield track. Now I have nothing but the shirt on my back. Under cover of night, pulled away from the shore, the harbor of lights, I can't see anymore, I can't see anymore. So I'll write to you with sadness, my friend, 'cause now this is Christmas, Christmas Island again. Now this is Christmas, Christmas Island again. My journey's been long, so long I've lost time. Sometimes I do feel I'm losing my mind. By ocean and land, they lock down all the doors, patrol down the fences. I've seen this before, I've seen this before. So I write to you with sadness, my friend, 'cause now this is Christmas, Christmas Island again. Now this is Christmas, Christmas Island again. Ministers fight and gamble on lies. I'm dying inside. I pray for my time. When I'm a free man to go where I may, or I stay in one place. Turn me away, don't turn me away. So I'll write to you with sadness, my friend, 'cause now this is Christmas, Christmas Island again. Now this is Christmas, Christmas Island again.
Okay, Steve is on the line and he's going to talk to us about his new song called Christmas Island, which we just heard. Steve, can you tell us, basically, I mean, it's about refugees, Christmas Island. So why did you write this song? Hi, Steve, how are you?
Yeah, good, yourself.
Great, fantastic.
That's good to hear. The song was written for me to, I didn't actually write the song, but a guy called Darren Medio, who's a fairly well-known Brisbane songwriter, wrote the song. And
Third Gear Burnouts, yes?
Yeah. He said he'd like to give it to me to try and get out by playing it live, or if possible, to record. So, we played it a bit, and then we'd try and record it and get it out there to people.
And you've made it a fundraiser for the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre.
Yeah.
I can say plenty of things of why I would support the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, but perhaps you can mention that as well.
Yeah, I mean, the one reason we thought we'd kind of have it as a fundraiser, or just, you know, to donate whatever money comes from it to those guys, is they do a lot of advocacy, but also really, really logical, simple, pragmatic, hands-on stuff. So, like, providing food, accommodation, legal support, and just support in general for people who are refugees.
And how can people support this cause or download the song?
If they go to my website, stevetowson.com, and the music section of that, there'll be a link on the website too, where people can either choose to stream the song, or they can actually purchase it, and the money from the purchase will go to the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre.
Have you played this song much live?
Not too much live to date. But it's definitely something we'll be playing live. It has affected, like, a lot of people have heard it who find they relate to the song, or they feel a lot of empathy towards the plight of people who are in really bad need of somewhere to seek asylum, or to not be somewhere where they're tortured, raped or murdered.
Yeah, I found the song very moving myself, but I have a sort of first-hand experience because my partner is an asylum seeker. It's really quite moving, and hopefully it will help to start a conversation with people as well about why they should be have empathy towards refugees.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think that was one of the reasons we thought of put it out. Like, you know, there's obviously lots of reasons, but and particularly just to get dialogue happening, where, you know, the song's really nice because it's in an unashamed kind of compassionate, like, look at the situation. And I can't even believe this. The issue is even an issue in our society. We're one of the wealthiest countries in the world. We've got a really good standard of living, and people in Australia don't fear being tortured, and, you know, based on religion, or half vicious that people have to endure overseas. So I think we have so much to that we are fortunate for, that we can, you know, obviously give a little, and some people don't even want to do that.
Thanks very much for talking to us today. I'm afraid that we're out of time. Can you give a plug for your website in the Australian Cultural Library?
If anyone wants to check out the song, it's www.stevetowson.com, stevetowson.com. And in regards to the Australian Cultural Library, it's the library that collects and preserves anything that's donated by people who are born in Australia or migrated here, and it's purely arts and humanities and 100% volunteer run, and all the library's completely stocked by donations from the public.
Great, that's a great project you're working on there as well. Thanks very much, Steve, and we'll talk to you later.
Yeah,
or maybe you'll be on Triple Z again very soon.
Hopefully.
Everyone's looking forward to it. And that was Steve Towson there. It's time to... you've heard that there's a siege happening in Sydney at a cafe near Martin Place in Sydney, and it appears that there's 50 people who are being held kidnapped in there, and it's somehow jumped to Brisbane, and the police are locking down Brisbane. Was it locking down Brisbane? Oh, every available officer is on the streets, but they're not on the rooftops.
For your safety. That's, yeah, the rooftops are for ninjas only.
Yes. Ninja anarchist parkour. Yes. Anarchists. So...
And snipers during the G20.
Well, that's where we should have been as well, the anarchists. Exactly, we didn't have to worry about snipers. Well, I guess, sneak up behind the snipers and knock them off the roof. Time for us to get out of here now. Thanks very much for listening. We're going to go out with a song by Gerald Keeney and the Gerald Keeneys, and it's called Complete Stasis. No, actually, we're going to play a song called Big Bang, and I have this theory that we should not have got out of the water. Humans should have just stayed in the water. I sit and watch my big fish tank, and I look at the fish, and I'm like, oh, it's so much better in the water. We shouldn't have got out of the water. We should have stayed in the water. Things would be a lot better. Gerald Keeney takes it right back to there shouldn't have even been a Big Bang.
Let's join hands and blaspheme the primal one. Will it take the heat death before we have some fun? Entropy, the third law, I hope it gets obeyed. Trash the supercluster, let's get laid. Wish the Big Bang hadn't taken place. Inflation gives us a clue. Funds and
They're protecting the profits of the pharmaceutical and tobacco.